To support this podcast, go to PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Any amount is appreciated. Once again, PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Thank you and enjoy the program. Jay here, PositiveSarcasm.com, recorded here from the Spare Parts Studio along New Hampshire's beautiful seacoast. Like, subscribe, share, donate. PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Any amount's appreciated. Sorry, recovering from a concert I went to on Sunday night. Woo, woo, Electric Callboy back in Boston. It was the last show that they did for their tour this year. Pretty pumped. I'm glad I got to see him again. I was even closer than I was last time. Great show. Had a lot of fun. Just an awesome time altogether. Really in a good mood. Tired as hell, though. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, hit me up my website, PositiveSarcasm.com. Use the contact section. You can always email me directly, PositiveSarcasm@Outlook.com. Instagram at Positive_Sarcasm. PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Check out Webull, Moomoo for stock trading apps. Check out all the affiliate links in the description down below. Some of them aren't affiliates, but it's just places I recommend. But go ahead and hit me up for anything that you have questions about, including Q&A. We mostly get them from dig.com, but if you have questions, concerns, or something like that, we can go ahead and air them out right here, right now. So I don't want to waste any time. I got a busy schedule. I want to get right into this week's Q&A, courtesy of dig.com, and get right back into it, because I'm releasing this a day late. So I want to start off by just getting after it with the questions. So off we go. Mostly, just to let you know, yeah, sometimes we do an intro to this podcast talking about certain like topics of financial well-being, mental health well-being, physical well-being, financial, I just stated, aesthetic well-being, as we did last week with Damian Broderick. But this week, we're going to go right to the Q&A. We're going to get to the source of this new format of this podcast. So let's just get right after it. I am loving this new desk. It's so much better. I am dealing with a bizarre situation at work and could use some advice on how to proceed. My coworker, Charlie, has several concerning habits involving the lighter and several utility knives he carries around on a daily basis. When we're in team meetings or things are slow in the lab, Charlie will do a few things. He'll do a few things. Pull out his piece of leather and hone his knives, loudly and repeatedly flick his lighter on, and flip the lid over the flame and put it out. Shred pieces of paper with one of his knives, leaving a huge mess he rarely picks up. Or use one of his knives to stab and or whittle at whatever chair, wall, or table is nearest. He does this in plain view of anyone who's around. He seems very approachable. I'm a relative newcomer to the team. Almost everyone else has worked with Charlie for years and seems accustomed to what they refer to as his quirks. I've been on this team for 3 months, but at the company for almost 3 years. My team spends a great deal of time doing work in a shared lab space. There are tables, chairs, computers in the lab that everyone has to use. The few times I've been working with Charlie, he'll whip out his knives and violently stab the arms of the chair while he's sitting in. One time I asked him what he was doing, and he laughed and said the chair had a pimple he was fixing. I asked several of my teammates about Charlie and his strange behavior, and every single one of has brushed off and said something along the lines of, "That's just Charlie." Other than his carry habits, he seems to care deeply about his work and is cheerful and friendly with everyone. More than once, he's been recognized by management for outstanding work, and generally people seem to like him. I know there are some... Let me get this up on the main screen, sorry. I know that there are some problems with my team. I should resize that, because now that I'm sitting in an upright and locked position... Let me go ahead and... There we go. I know there are some problems with my team. A former teammate, John, was reassigned due to anger issues, and several of my do you work in a prison? Have said very mean and inappropriate things about the person who reported to John for yelling and throwing chairs. Stabbing chairs is one thing. Throwing them is completely different. I'm strongly considering talking to HR about my boss, but Charlie is inexplicably well-liked. I'm afraid of retaliation from my team. What else can I do here? Honestly, I would leave it alone. Look, Charlie is got quirks, and it's clear to me that this seems like a kind of a high stress environment, if you catch my drift. And if Charlie's actually not harming anyone, he just gets bored and just likes to start stabbing things, then I would just leave it alone. Seriously, I would just leave it alone. What else you... If he's nice and... Well, here's the thing. Everybody likes him. Now, you can stab a chair. As long as you're not stabbing people, that's a whole different ball of wax altogether. He stabs the chair. He doesn't stab people. The other person didn't have a stabby stab, but he did have a cherry chair, and he threw the cherry chair at people. And that's a problem. So if Charlie's just bored and he likes stabbing stuff and not people, you know what? Whatever. I've worked with some weird people, and you know what? I say send it. If Charlie decides to break one day, well, okay. You don't want to lead him to that. Be like, you got Charlie fired, and now he wants to stop stabbing chairs and start stabbing people. So I'd kind of just leave it alone. I would. I just say leave it alone. You could talk to him, but if he just is like whatever, then whatever. If he's never threatened to kill anybody, then who cares? I personally just don't care. So leave it alone. I know you've come from a different environment, but you don't come from Charlie Land. You don't come from Candy Mountain. So I'd leave Charlie alone. Let's move on to the next one. My fiance, a normally wonderful partner, has been acting increasingly weird lately and finally told me she probably... Wait. My fiance, normally a wonderful partner, has been acting increasingly weird lately and finally told me he probably wants kids, something I never wanted and we agreed we wouldn't do. He has a very close friend with a ticking biological clock whom he proposes he could have the kid with. There may or may not be another father-like figure in this proposed kid's life, unclear right now. I plan to stay and try to make it work, but with a lot of trepidation. What will he be able to do with me? What will I no longer be able to expect? Can I preserve space for me in my own life? I'm historically not great at setting or sticking to boundaries. I want to crawl off and hide in my closet just thinking of the smug line from everyone that my life will change forever, and it's selfish to expect otherwise. I don't need that. I know some things will change and some changes might even be happy. I just need a sober analysis of what joy and connection I can still have with my life partner that don't all revolve around a child. There are no resources I can find for this, and I'm really lost. There actually are resources. You just need to actually go on like YouTube and look at people who understand the situation or have been in the situation or have a actual psychological analysis, a proper one. And I know Dr. Jordan B. Peterson actually talks about the idea of having kids and what your role is. And it is, at the end of the day, it is up to you. If you don't want kids and you don't want kids, you need to talk to your partner about that. But your partner can't resent you. If your partner will resent you if you just say, I'm not having kids, blah, 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 blah. And maybe something else. Look, you got to find somebody who's a fit for you and a life that you want to have of your own choosing. And if your partner, husband, fiance, whatever, wife, just wants kids and you don't, then obviously there's a huge disconnect that's far deeper than previously anticipated. So you got to sit down and have that chat and be like, listen, I'm not ready for this, or I just flat out don't want it. But you know what? If they're going to put in the work, I don't see a problem with it. So I just suggest you talk to them and figure out a plan of action. I don't know if I'm talking to a guy or not, or a girl or not. I'm just saying whatever you plan on doing, figure it out. But there's resource. You're lost. I'll tell you, you shouldn't be. There are resources online to handle these types of scenarios. You could start by just looking up. Your partner wants a kid. You're not sure. How can I be a good parent? How your life will change once you have children. How to reprioritize your life now that kids are in your life. There's many ways to search engine this stuff, or you could talk to your parents. You can talk to other people who have children and just see where the pluses and minuses are, what you're going to have to do. And obviously thinking beyond yourself is one of those aspects, because you have to truly love this creature, this being, this life force, this heartbeat. And it's going to take effort, just like anything else. Only there's some liability attached to it. But you have to. You really do have to. But there is resources available for you to tackle this scenario. You're not going to be perfect, and that's totally fine. But your partner wants kids. So you got two options. Say no, you don't want it, and they'll probably resent you for it. Or two, make a commitment to it to say, maybe I'll give it a shot. How do you want to do this? And go from there. But don't think for a second that this person having children with somebody else and having him parent with them is a good idea. If he has children, you guys are married, if you guys are together and there's a child, you're involved. So I suggest you stay involved. You never know. You might actually grow to like the little shit. That's all I can give you on that one. Move on to the next one. Sip of water. Is it raining out? Nope. Moving on. In the middle of last year, I was promoted to manager of a small team. Congratulations. At one time, it was just me and one other person, Fred. But we've since added one more, Bob, to the team. Fred has been at the company longer than I have, and we've become fairly friendly. For every birthday of his that I've been with the company, I've baked a treat. Think cupcakes, nothing extravagant, to share with everyone. I'm a hobby baker. And at various other times, I brought in treats to celebrate other coworkers' birthdays, or just because I wanted to try a new recipe. Fred's birthday is coming up soon, and it'll be his first since I've been promoted to managing him. Bob's birthday is a few months away. Bob and I have a good professional relationship, but our personal one is not at a level where I feel moved to make the effort to make something for his birthday. Would it be inappropriate to make something for Fred's birthday and not for Bob's? But since they are both my direct reports, my desire is to make something for Fred and has always stemmed from our personal relationship, not a professional one. Dude, make some cake. Bake a cake. Buy a cake. Make some cornbread. Cornbread's great. Bring in some cornbread and a stick of butter. People go nuts for that stuff. This isn't hard. If you're a hobby baker, then go make some freaking cupcakes. Go bake some donuts. This isn't hard. Do a lemon meringue pie. Anything. Doesn't matter. Just do it. At this point, just do it. All right? This is the thing. You either shouldn't have done it at all, or now you got to do it. So just do yourself a favor. Make some cupcakes. Don't make a big deal out of it. There's plenty of pre-bakes that you can bring in that are simple and that are stupid simple. Okay? Brownie batter is easy. Bread uses a little bit, you know. Oh, brownie. So here's some batter. Here's some eggs. Here's some butter. Throw it in a pan. Bam. Done. Off you go. This isn't a hard operation there, Brosif. Make some freaking cupcakes. Make some brownies. Go buy a cake at the store. You've been promoted to manager, so guess what? You can afford it. Okay? Or go get him a gift card to, like, his local coffee shop that has, like, pastries and stuff. Or you know, something to that effect. This isn't hard. This is easy stuff. Come on, get it together. God, make a freaking cake. Or a pie. Pie would be good. Let's move on to the next one. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 2 months. When we go out to dinner, he usually covers our entrees, and he expects me to pay for dessert. Okay. It's kind of weird because he always makes sure we pay the exact same amount. For example, if we go to Chipotle and he pays, he'll suggest going to a coffee shop afterwards and intentionally order a lot to even things out. I wonder why he's so focused on everything being equal. To be honest, when talking about fairness, he eats and orders significantly more than I do, but I do for both the main course and dessert. Well, you can do Dutch, but hey, you know what? Since you want everything, you ladies want everything equal nowadays, well, guess what? You work, you can split the tab, all right? And if he wants to order 27 donuts at the local dessert place afterwards, then guess what? This is the world you live in now. Suck it up and deal with it. I'm sorry, I don't have anything else to tell you. Me, on the other hand, I've got all kinds of stuff. I've got cash, and I can cook at home, so I have the choice of doing whatever I want. Now, quite frankly, or you guys can stay home. Stay home. You don't have to go out to dinner. You can stay home and make dessert and make dinner and all that other stuff and stop spending money out there. Quite frankly, if he's paying for dinner, stop complaining. This is what you wanted. This is what you get. I have there's no other way around this. You can talk to him about it, but honestly, bitching and moaning, it seems like you're just going to bitch and moan. This is just not going to go end well. So figure it out. Figure it out without being combative. Ask him why he does this the way he does it, and just understand it. All right? I don't know what else to tell you. He wants to go to a coffee shop afterwards and order a lot. That's what he wants to do. At the end of the day, if he wants to go out and he's willing to pay, then that's fine. Or just split down the middle. Split down the middle and call it good. If he doesn't want to do that, then just don't go out. Bring everything back to basics and see where the relationship takes you from there. Okay? If something doesn't seem like it's working out right, take a step back and be like, why are we doing this? Why don't we just eat in for a while and save a little bit of money? Go backwards. Go back a step. Go back a step. Talk about it and see where things lead. God, it seems like such a first world bullshit problem to me. But hopefully we solved it. Let's move on to the next one. Whose order should a waiter take first? Ladies. I was taught to always defer to the women in our party. True. Eldest first, then the men. Eldest last. Okay. At a recent two-couple meal, our Gen Z waiter said his generation saw no need for that. I would have gone on to explain that women had a very special status in as much and bear the major duty of procreation and are pretty much the sine qua non of sentient existence. Am I out of touch? How about you? No. Look, you got a Gen Z waiter, and they saw no need for that. Honestly, you've already pissed the waiter off, which is something you don't want to do. Remember, these people could spit in your food, and you'll never even know it. Whomever they decide to look at first, quite frankly, if a server comes up to you and says, what can I get y'all to order? And if they look at you first, but the other person is supposed to order, you say to the other person, you go first. If you're ready, go first. You take it upon yourself. Don't leave it up to the server. Don't leave it up to the server to make the decision. You say, honey, go ahead. If the server pipes up and says, why does she have to go first? And makes a cultural statement about it. You just say, can I get another server, please? This is none of your fucking business at the end of the day. Or just go somewhere else. Just quietly get up and leave. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. It's like if this is going to be your server and your server is going to make a big deal out of this shit, then basically just be like, just be like, honey, let's get out of here. And then let's just go ahead and then just go bounce quietly. Quietly. Very quietly. Don't make a scene about it. Okay? At the end of the day, the restaurant experience is for you. But honestly, you shouldn't have talked to the waiter like that. You should just be like, if there's a woman at the table and you go, are you all ready to order? Yeah. Okay. And then he looks at you and says, what can I get for you? And the lady's across from you or next to you and you just go, what do you want, honey? You go ahead and order first. And that's how you do it. You lead by example. If the server goes, I asked him, then it's like, okay, well, that's not a server. That's not being polite. That's just dicky. This is an easy one to solve. You just defer to the lady. Be like, go ahead, hon. You order first. But if she's not ready, then you go. Okay? Solve the problem at your own table. Don't defer to the server to make those decisions for you. Let's move on to the next one. Am I even recording? Jesus Christ. What is this thing about dogs? I see women on dating sites saying, you must love my dog. And I find it really annoying. I know some women adore their dogs, but demanding that a man should love your dog if he really cares about you is insane. What's the matter with these women? I think they're emotionally unbalanced. Embrace... Hold on. Okay. You're an idiot. Okay? Yes, you should love dogs. That is her baby. Okay? That is her baby. If she doesn't have a baby, then that's her baby. And you need to respect that heartbeat because that is the thing that brightens their day. That is the heartbeat that brightens their day. That is with them a lot. That they go for walks and stuff like that, and they care about it. And you should learn to care about it too because dogs are special creatures, and be honest with you, mine is a very, very special creature who is with me basically every single day. He's by my side every single day, every step of the day. So, honestly, do yourself a favor. If you don't love dogs, there's actually something emotionally wrong with you. You might be a sociopath. You might be, actually. To not love a dog, to not respect a dog for their agility, their warmth, their training skills, their aggression, their softness, they're just incredible, incredible animals. And that should be respected and in many cases loved. So nothing wrong with a woman saying, you got to, embrace my dog. You must love my dog. Well, get to know the dog. Get to know the dog and you'll get to know the human behind the dog. Saying hard, bro. Anyways. We're almost at 20 minutes. I was going to keep this relatively short, get right to it, answer all the questions from Dig.com's Q&A. So if you have any questions, concerns of your own, you can email me directly through my website, PositiveSarcasm.com. PositiveSarcasm@Outlook.com is where it goes to. You can also DM me through my Instagram at Positive_Sarcasm. Posing music for fitness competitors. And you go ahead and check out the YouTube channel. It's a Positive Sarcasm podcast, also available, on Rumble, Positive Sarcasm. Audio version of this podcast, anywhere podcasts are available. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Substack, it's everywhere. I'm everywhere, okay? I'm everywhere, from Boston to Old Orchard Beach. I'm everywhere, so bring the noise. In the meantime, we're done. I did it. Yay! Thank you for listening, watching, subscribing, and I'll check in on you all next week. Recorded here from the Spare Parts Studio along New Hampshire's beautiful seacoast for entertainment purposes only. This has been a Positive Sarcasm presentation.
Yo! Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Scrap! Skitty cat cat! Boom! 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was a uckers. When the thing went quack, 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 you man was ducking. Hold tight, ask me, my brother. He's got a pumpy, big team. Hold tight, my man, my guy. He's got a frisbee. A trap, trap, trap on the phone. Moving that cornflakes. Rice Krispies. Hold tight, my girl, whip me. On the road, doing 10 toes. Like my toes. Like my toes. You man thought I froze. I see a pen girl on a pole. If she ain't on it, I post. Ha! Look at your nose. Check your nose, fam. You donut. Nose long like garden hose. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Never hot. I tell a man's not hot. Never hot. I tell a man's not hot. Never hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Never hot. Hop out the four door with the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4. Us, man. Chilling in the corridor. Yo. Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for a draw. Look at him. Let him know. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw. Finish. Take man's Twix by force. Take it. Send man's shot by force. Send it. Your girl knows I've got the sauce. Flexing. No ketchup. Night. Just sauce. Saucy. Raw sauce. Yo. Boom. Ah. The ting goes. Get a kick, pop, 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 and a pop, pop, boom, 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 yeah, do, 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 boom, boom. You done know. I tell a man's not hot, man's not. I tell a man's not hot, never hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot, never hot. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot, never hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Man can never be hot, never hot. Perspiration ting, spray that. Links effects, come on. You didn't hear me, did you? Nah, use roll on, use that, or spray. Shh, but either way, A, B, C, D. Alphabet thing. The ting goes grrrr, ah. Skitty kick, pop, pop, pop. And the poop, poop, grrrr, boom, boom, boom. Skitty, ah, do, do, co, co, do, doom, doom. Boom, boom. You done know. Big shot. Man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot, never hot. 40 degrees, that man's not hot, come on, yo. In the sauna, man's not hot, never hot.